My name's Jo Northmore. I'm from London. I'm dealing with domestic installers, the electrical domestic installer.
So, how are you finding the course?
Yeah, I'm sort of quite happy with the course. I think the pace is really good for me. So, I'm just consolidating everything I did at home, really, which is great.
So, could you tell me more about what you were saying about you're doing at home?
Yeah, it's consolidating everything that I've done at home, like practically. Makes much more sense.
So that's an advancement of the theory you've been doing.
Yes.
And how's that combining the two? How's that working out for you?
Yeah, really well. I thought I might struggle a little bit, but it's if you've done your work with the theory stuff, then it all comes together very well on the practical week.
And what sort of things are you doing in the practical week?
Well, this week we're doing the inspection and testing.
Okay, cool. How have you found it?
To start off with, it seems quite confusing, but you know, there's loads of bays. You can sort of work your way through on your own with testing equipment. Tutors sort of give you little pointers, and then the people that sort of already got it down pat, they'll start getting tested this afternoon on their ability to inspect and test the system.
Oh, really? And how large are the groups that you study with?
I think there's 10 of us.
Oh, that's quite a good size. Make sure everyone gets some attention.
Yeah, definitely.
What made you choose to take a course with us?
I wanted to basically qualify for a pension in another 2-3 years. I won't get paid initially, but it's time to leave the job I'm in now. I'm quite bored. It's really regimented with shifts, so that was the idea. I wanted to sort of change a trade, work for myself.
So all about independence.
Yeah, very much so.
And making money.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind me asking, it's incredibly rude, but how old are you now?
I am 41, okay. As of last Monday.
Oh, right. Well, happy birthday for them.
Cheers.
Whereabouts were you born and grew up?
I was born in Plymouth, sort of spent until age 17 there, and then I joined the army. And that sort of brought me to sort of the southeast of London. Just 4 years in the army, and then I sort of went into security work basically in London. So that's the last 20 odd years now.
Oh, interesting. So you were in the army for a while. Whereabouts?
Yeah.
What sort of thing were you doing when you were there?
When I was in, I was a physical training instructor. So that was when it was still the women's army. So if you were a girl, you were in the women's army. And that was my lovely job, running around a gym all day.
And whereabouts were you based? Were you always in the UK, or did you go elsewhere?
That was really why I left. So I never got out of what they used to call the South East District, which is Guildford, Aldershot, just south east of London, really. So I never went anywhere. My postings did go Guildford, Aldershot, and then Guildford, Aldershot. Left. So I did just under 4 years.
So didn't see as much of the world as you probably would have hoped.
No, not quite the opposite.
What you were saying that you seem to retire from a job. What is it you're doing now?
I'm a manager for security, but it's for the council, really. So because I can take off across my military service, I've got like 21 years pensionable service now. So once I've completed 25 years, it means I'll come in line for a pension later on.
Oh, great.
Earlier than I would if I just, yeah.
Oh, that's good news. And
it's like a qualifiable pension point anyway.
Okay. So what are your plans for the future when you, say, when you finish the course?
Well, because I work shifts now, the idea is once I've finished the course, but I'll still be at work on my shifts, I will try and do an apprenticeship around my shift work, even if it's just a day a week, just to give me full electrician scope and also a bit more experience before I sort of go out on my own.
Right.
And then the idea is once I hit that 25-year point, if I'm completely over my job, which I probably will be, then I'll set up on my own and self-employed.
Excellent. So long-term goal, start your own company?
Yeah, in the next sort of five years, hopefully.
Where do you think you'll end up being based?
I'll stay in London. Can't see me leaving London. But depending on how the work comes along, I own a place in Cornwall. So it might be nice to work down there for a couple of months every year.
Oh,
it just gives you a bit more flexibility.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. And have you got family and friends in the London area?
I've got tons of family. Well, my sisters live in London. all my friends, but I've got my mum and dad still down in Plymouth.
What's the grand ambition for the future? What would be the ideal thing for you?
Working for myself 3 days a week and making more money than I do at the moment in my current job.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering taking the course?
It's brilliant for flexibility, but the advice is you do have to make sure you don't cheat your way through the tutor mark assignments. You do have to take it in, else you're going to struggle on the practical weeks. But if you want something, you've paid for it, you're going to make sure you've done the work required before you come to the practicals, really. But there is a lot of individual responsibility. Excellent. And then they'll make sure you get through the qualifications when you come here.
Jo, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
And best of luck with the rest of the week and best of luck with the rest of the course.
Brilliant, thanks.
For more information, go to www.atlpt.co.uk.